Thank you, Matt. He is definitely a keeper with his wonderful jokes.
我哋好多謝温弟兄，佢咧喺頭先嘅羅斯姆嗰個riddle嗰度百分。
Well, good morning, brothers and sisters. It is wonderful to be back in Vancouver. And as many of you know, I just came back from a trip from Shanghai, visiting my wife. And it was a very good trip. I was able to maintain my normal body weight.
大家好，我好高兴翻到温哥华。咁你知道咧，最近我去中国探我嘅妻子欢，咁呢次咧就玩得好开心。
Well, indeed, it is a good morning, and it's a good morning because I'm also doing the sermon. So, at that note, let's pray.
今日系最美好嘅早晨，因为我系负责讲道，我哋请低头祈祷。
Let's pray. Father, we thank you just so much for having us as your children.
天父，我哋好感谢你，叫我哋成为你嘅儿女。
We make many mistakes and we are rotten inside, but Father, you take us where we are and you make us clean again.
天父，我哋有好多嘅过错，我哋嘅内心好腐败，但系仍然你接纳我哋，又系爱我哋。
Father, today we worship you in gladness and thanksgiving, and we want to give you the glory that you deserve.
天父，我哋愿意喜乐嘅心、感恩嘅心嚟到系赞美你。
We pray that the message will be your word and nothing else.
我哋愿意讲道系完全你自己嘅话语。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣嘅名求。
Amen. Well, with a new month comes a new monthly theme.
今年嘅新嘅主题。
And this month's theme is Life Sacrifice as Spiritual Act of Worship.
这个新的主题呢,就是生命的活祭,是灵里的敬拜。
Life Sacrifice. When I think about those words, the two things that normally come to mind are sacrificing our time and sacrificing our money.
即是讲到生命的献祭呢,我们很自然就会想到是牺牲我们的金钱,我们的时间。
Well, one day, three church elders met up to talk about their theological discussions. But the thing is, each of the church elders were from a different church.
有一天呢,有三个教会的长老坐在一起开会,他们是从三个不同的教会来的。
One elder was from a Mennonite Brethren Church.
有一个长老呢,就是门洛弟兄会的。
One of it is from an Alliance Church.
另一个呢,就是宣道会的。
And one of the elders is from a Lutheran Church.
第三个长老呢,就是信义会的。
So they were talking about theological discussions and issues, but they eventually stumbled on the topic of offering.
他们讲很多神学的讨论问题,但是最后就讲到什么叫奉献。
And the Mennonite Brethren Elder said, at our church, we go and we collect the offering from our members, and then we throw the offering into the air, and if it lands into the bag, we offer that to God. But if the offering lands outside the bag, well, we just distribute it back to the members.
咁门洛弟兄会个长老呢,就话我哋奉献嘅时候呢,就将嗰啲钱呢,抛上天嗰度,跌咗落个袋嗰啲呢,就係奉献俾神啦,跌咗落地下嗰啲呢,我哋收返,大家分返。
And the Alliance Elder said, oh really? At my church, we collect the offering from the members, and then we throw the offering into the air, and if it lands outside of the offering bag, we give that to God, and if it lands back inside the bag, well, we distribute that to our members.
咁我宣道会嘅长老呢,就话,我哋就收奉献咗之后呢,我哋就将啲钱呢,抛上个天度。咁凡係喺个奉献袋以外跌咗落地下嗰啲呢,就奉献俾神。跌咗落个袋嗰啲呢,我哋反而呢,係分返俾大家。
The Lutheran elder said, oh really? At our church, We collect the offering. We throw it, the offering, up into the air. And if the offering stays in the air, we give that to God.
信义会的长老就说我们就不是这样，我们收奉献之后，我们将所有的金钱抛上天，如果它留在空中那些，我们就奉献给神，跌到地下那些，我们就分回它。
I'm just joking, of course. I mean no ill harm to any Lutherans here or listening.
我当然是讲笑啦，希望这里中间没有得罪到信义会的人。
But to me, that story shows us that the word sacrifice is easy to say, and especially in the context of money. Sacrifice is easy to say, but it's hard to do in our money, in our time, and even our own physical well-being.
是说到牺牲是好像很容易讲，但是实在很难行出来，尤其是我们是讲到不单止是金钱，还是时间。 还是我们整个全人，我们的身体，我们的能力。
We've already read the theme verse, but I always like to read it again. And so it says here in Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, it says, "Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship."
让我再读主题的经文一次，那里说到，所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的，这是你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
And the next verse is even more amazing. It says, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what is God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will."
下一节是连贯地提到，不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们察验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
When I think of someone who is a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God, not conforming to the world, but transformed by the Spirit, do you know who comes to mind? The person that comes to mind is Stephen.
当我想到哪个人是这个活祭呢？是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的，又不是跟随这个世界的，是心意因为圣灵更新而变化的。这个人你会想到是哪个呢？就是士提凡。
Are there any Stephens in this church? I'm very curious.
有没有人名是叫斯提凡呢？
You can put up your hand.
可不可以举手啊？
English name or Chinese name?
英文、中文。
No?
有没有Stephen啊？ 哦，有啊。
Are you really Stephen? Oh, okay. Well, this sermon is not talking about you. The sermon is talking about Stephen in Acts chapter 6.
今天的讲道是讲到《使徒行传》那个斯提凡。
And if you don't remember Stephen in Acts chapter 6, Stephen was a godly servant of Christ. And he was chosen to help take care of the neglected people in the church.
如果你不记得使徒凡是谁呢？他就是《使徒行传》里面一个很敬虔基督的仆人，甚至是被拣选去帮助照顾那些被忽略的一班人。
He was so amazing that he caught the attention of the Pharisees, and unfortunately, he was killed for it.
因为他这么特别，所以他引起法利赛人的注意，咁亦都因此呢而殉道。
Now we look at Acts chapter 6 to discover what kind of person he is. Now, if you have an English Bible or Chinese Bible, I ask you to turn to Acts chapter 6, and I will read this here with the translation, verses 8 to about 12.
请大家翻开圣经，在《使徒行传》第六章，第八节，一直到第十二节。
So it says here in verse 8, "Now Stephen, a man full of God's grace and power, performed great wonders and signs among the people. Opposition rose, however, from members of the synagogue of the freedmen, as it was called, Jews of the Cyrene and Alexandria, as well as the provinces of Sicilia and Asia, who began to argue with Stephen. But they could not stand up against the wisdom the Spirit gave him as he spoke. Then they secretly persuaded some men to say, "We have heard Stephen speak blasphemous words against Moses and against God." So they stirred up the people and the elders and the teachers of the law. They seized Stephen and brought him before the Sanhedrin.
我们在《使徒行传》第6章第8节那里说，使提反满得因为能力，在民间行了大奇事和神迹。当时有称利百地会堂的几个人，并有古利奈、亚历山大、基利加、亚西亚各处会堂的几个人都起来和使提反辩论。使提反是以智慧和圣灵说话。 众人敌挡不住，就买出人来说：我们听见他说谎读摩西和神的话。他们又怂恿动了百姓、长老并文士，就忽然来捉拿他，把他带到公会去。
It was at this moment, in front of the Sanhedrin, that Stephen proved to be a person who truly worships God, and those words that he says right then and there will be the center of what it means to be a living, a sacrificial life.
当司提反被带到公会前的时候呢，佢所讲嘅说话被圣灵充满，就系证明佢点样样系一个生命嘅活祭。Now,
what did Stephen say when he was put in front of the Sanhedrin? Now, he says actually a lot of verses. It was from verse 2 all the way to verse 53 in the next chapter. It's so long that it's almost a sermon on its own.
在公会面前，使提反所讲的道，好似一篇讲道一样，由第7章第2节至到第50几节，都是讲论神的道。
I'm not going to go through the entire thing with you. I encourage you to please read that at your own account. But essentially, Stephen reminded the Sanhedrin of the historical account, all the way from Abraham to Jesus, sort of like giving a quick sketch of the time from Abraham to Jesus.
咁我唔会同大家细详细嘅读第7章第2节至到第50几节，其实呢就系希望大家翻屋企睇，佢呢使提反就系喺公会面前系讲出大概。 一个总结，犹太人嘅历史从亚伯拉罕直到主耶稣嘅日子。And
in those verses, Stephen emphasized the following things. There's 5 things that he emphasized, and if you have your bulletins, there's a place for you to take some notes, and I encourage you to do that. The first thing that Stephen emphasized was, number 1, Abraham experienced God when he was living in Gentile land, and that was verses 2 to 8.
如果大家有讲到嘅笔记，呢度就系你可以写笔记嘅时候。使提反喺同工会面前讲咗啲乜嘢事呢？第一件呢，就系亚伯拉罕喺外邦人中间居住嘅时候，佢经历咗神嘅同在，就系第2至第8节。And
the second thing that Stephen emphasized was that Jacob experienced God while living in Egypt. Those are verses 9 to 13.
系跟住第9至第13节呢，就系雅各喺埃及地里边点样经历咗神嘅同在。The
third thing that Stephen emphasized was that Moses experienced God while freeing his people. That's verses 17 to 40.
由圣经嘅第17节至到第40节呢，就系讲到摩西点样释放同带领以色列民，咁亦都同时呢系经历咗神。The
fourth thing that Stephen mentioned was that Israel continually experienced God like nomads would do in the tabernacle, and those are verses
44 to 50.
And the fifth thing that Stephen emphasized was that David experienced God in building the temple, verses 46 to 47.
喺46-47节呢，就讲到大卫喺建圣殿嘅时候点样经历神。
Those 5 points. What is the point of reminding the Sanhedrin of these things, Abraham, Jacob, Moses, Israel, and David. What was the point?
咁究竟使提反点解要喺公会面前讲呢咁重要嘅五件事呢？係想提醒佢哋乜嘢呢？关于亚伯拉罕、雅各、摩西、以色列民同埋大卫。
Stephen reminded the Sanhedrin that the presence of God and the dominion of God is not to be confined in one place alone.
佢係想提公会是神的同在和神的主权，不是限制在一个地方。
God cannot be boxed in. God cannot be confined to human boundaries. God isn't centered in only one people group.
是神是不可以被规条来到局限的。他是不是限制于某一件事某一个地方。是神是很灵活的，祂是灵活的行事。
God is always on the move, and God is working everywhere, in Vancouver, in Shanghai.
神是到处在不同的地方作工，祂可以在温哥华，可以在上海。
More importantly, throughout his speech, Stephen is almost underlining certain parts of those history.
使提反在他讲道的里面好像特别是强调某一些的重点。
And among the speech, Stephen reminds the Sanhedrin four extremely important things. The first thing that he reminds them of is that Joseph was rejected by his brothers, yet God accepted him and used him. Those are verses 9 to 16.
就在圣经里面第九至第十六节那里，使提反呢是特别强调约瑟呢是被他兄弟出卖之后，神呢却是接受他，接纳他，并且来到使用他。
Stephen underlines for the Sanhedrin that Moses was rejected by his people, yet God used Moses to lead. Those are verses 20 to 42.
在经节第二十节至到第四十二节的时候呢，讲到摩西虽然被他的百姓拒绝，但是神却是用他做这个领袖。
Stephen underlines for the Sanhedrin that the prophets were always persecuted and rejected by God's own people. Those are verses 52-53.
由圣经的五十节至到五十三节呢，是使提反强调从古时直到如今，那些先知呢都是被迫害，但是呢他们被拒绝。
And the last thing that Stephen underlines for the Sanhedrin is that Jesus, the righteous one, was rejected and murdered. Those are verses 51 and 52.
在经节的五十一、五十二节呢，最后就提到耶稣那一位义者，他不单只是被迫害并且被杀。
The point of these examples and the underlining, the emphasis, was to show the Sanhedrin, this council that's written in your scripture, that their forefathers were guilty of rejecting God and his chosen people, and in turn, they were guilty for rejecting God and God's chosen people.
他是特别在公会面前是提到他们的祖先是这样逼迫是杀害那些先知，如今来到现今的时候，他们也都同样的来到拒绝主耶稣。
And there they are again, rejecting God and his chosen people by arresting Stephen and interrogating him.
他们捉拿使提反，就证实他们是拒绝神和神的仆人。
But the Sanhedrin were furious. They gnashed their teeth, and after when Stephen had finished speaking, they dragged him out of the city, and they stoned him to death.
圣经话那个公会的人听到这些说话就极其恼怒，他们呢咬牙切齿，并且呢是捉拿他，将他拉到出去。
What can we learn from Stephen?
我们由这个记录我们学了些什么呢？
It is kind of complicated, and it is difficult to relate to Stephen because of his context and his Jewish opposition, but we can easily get lost in that. But if we dig deep and if we look at Stephen's character, there is indeed much to learn from him.
我们看了使徒犯这个事迹的时候觉得好像很复杂因为我们不太熟悉他的背景和犹太人的历史但是如果我们再深入看的时候我们就会看到其实他里面有很多的说话信息
Let's get the first one out of the way. If you don't want to worship God, and if you don't want to be a living sacrifice, then don't be like Stephen.
所以我们先说,如果你不想好像使徒犯那样,你就不想,可以不想做一个生命的活祭。
But if you do want to truly worship God, and if you do want to be a living sacrifice, then let's look at the three things that I think we can learn from Stephen.
所以如果你想做一个敬虔的人,想做一个好像使徒犯那样,来到成为生命的活祭给神, 咁你就可以学到呢三样嘢。
So if you're writing this, I implore you to write these three things. Number one, the first one is that Stephen was humble and graceful even among his enemies.
如果你係抄緊筆記嘅,最重要呢三點你一定要寫低,其中呢就係使徒犯喺反對佢人中間,係何等嘅謙卑同埋滿有恩慈。
At the beginning of his speech, so if you did look at chapter 7, verse 2, as he's starting his speech, do you know what he calls the Sanhedrin, the people that eventually kill him? He calls them my brothers and my fathers.
在第七章的第二节那里,使徒犯一开头讲道的时候呢,他竟然称呼公会的人为父兄。
Language of intimacy and of family, brothers and fathers.
是好像当他们是自己家人一样, 叫做父兄。
The people that were going to kill him, in fact, some experts think that the Sanhedrin had already prepared their stones to kill him already. These people, Stephen showed them humbleness and grace.
这些公会的人其实有人记载说他们已经预备好石头预备钉死他打死他但是使徒犯仍然都是这样谦卑和满有恩慈的来称呼他为父兄
So that's number one. Even amongst his opposition, his enemies, he still shows humbleness and grace.
这个就是第一点,在反对的人中间, 仍然都是满有恩慈,满有恩典。
The second one is this. Stephen showed remarkable knowledge of God's word.
使徒犯第二点就是很熟悉神的说话。
With incredible knowledge of God's word, we can unearth the truth, and then we can expose lies for what they are.
如果我们是很熟悉圣经的神的话语,我们就知道什么是真理,也都知道什么是假的道理,是谎话。
With incredible knowledge of God's history, we can see how God's ministry is unfolding before our very eyes.
如果我们很熟悉神的事迹,和他的作为,他的历史, 我们就看到他如今是怎样行事。
Now, how odd would it be if I said that I love my mom, but then I don't know what she likes to eat, I wouldn't know her birthday, I don't know what makes her happy. Would that show you that I love my mom?
即是你会不会觉得很奇怪呢?如果我告诉你我很爱我妈妈,但是我又不知道她喜欢吃什么,又不知道她什么时候生日,又不知道什么令她开心的,那你会不会觉得我不知所谓?
不知所谓。 It's true. We would be very suspicious to what your claims are. At the same token, if you claim that you love God and you love Christ, but you know, you can't even name 10 books of the Bible, a lot of people would be very suspicious of your character and your claim of loving God.
如果你是说你很爱主耶稣很爱神的，但是你连圣经十本的书卷你都讲不出个名的时候，那人家就会怀疑究竟你是不是真的那么爱主。
Incredible knowledge of scripture shows your incredible intimacy with God, and Stephen had remarkable knowledge of God's word.
如果你是很爱主的，你就会很爱他的话语。咁使提反就係一个好熟悉神话语嘅人。
And number three, Stephen was selfless and he was forgiving.
第三点就係使提反係一个无私嘅人，亦都呢係一个好宽容嘅人。
Let me reread to you verse 59, where it says, while they were stoning him, Stephen prayed, Lord Jesus,Receive my spirit. Then he fell on his knees and he cried out, Lord, do not hold this sin against them. And when he had said this, he fell asleep.
在第五十九节那里，他们说他们正用石头打的时候，使提反呼吁主说，求主耶稣接收我的灵魂。第六十节又跪下大声喊着说，主啊，不要将这罪归于他们。说了这话就睡了。
Was Stephen selfless and forgiving? Absolutely.
你是不是都感受到使提反是一个无私并且宽容的人呢？
We ought to be like Stephen, but unfortunately, sometimes we are the opposite.
我们实在是应该学使提反那种宽容和无私，但是有时我们就是正正相反。
In front of our enemies, we are not humble, we are not graceful, we probably make the situation worse.
在我们的敌人面前，我们绝对不谦卑，甚至我们是不会原谅人家。
We are shallow in our understanding of God's word, myself included.
我们对神话语的认识是非常的肤浅。
And we aren't forgiving. We only know how to care for ourselves and to save ourselves.
我们绝对不会宽容人家，只是顾住自己的面子。
There was a...General of a massive battleship, and his ship was nearing the coast.
有一隻好大嘅戰艦，嗰個艦長係負責呢一隻咁大隻嘅戰艦。咁而呢個戰艦咧開緊喺個岸邊。
He receives a radio signal, and the radio signal says, "General, you must redirect your course."Immediately.
他呢就收到一个电讯，个电讯呢就是一个信号，就话将军，你一定呢而家要改变，同埋呢改变你嘅船嘅方向。
Upon hearing this, the general of the battleship said, I am a 3-star general of over 40 years of service, and I have been through two wars and will be promoted to admiral in a couple of days. Who are you and identify yourself?
咁呢一个战舰嘅舰长呢就讲到，佢话我系一个三星嘅上将，我有超过40年嘅经验，我经历过两次嘅大战，仲喺呢一两日之内呢我系会升级做海军总司令。咁你系边个？请表明你嘅身份。
The radio signal said, "This is Private Winters, and I have been in service for only 2 years. I have not fought in any wars, and I have not had any combat experience."
呢个无线嘅电讯员就话我。叫做我的名叫 Winters， 我是个水兵，我从军两年，我从未参战，没有战斗经验。
And the general says, and you want me to redirect my ship?
咁呢个战舰嘅上将就话，你要我重定我只船嘅方向？
And the radio signal says, General, sir, this is a lighthouse, and on your current path, you will collide with this lighthouse.
嗰个无线电讯员就话，上将先生，呢度系一个灯塔。如果你照着现在的方向行，你就会撞埋我个灯塔。
In our life, there is no amount of accomplishments, there are no amount of experience or pride or ego, none of it will be able to truly worship God.
在我们的生命里面，我们再多的成就，再多的牺牲，或者我们的骄傲，或者我们的自我意志，都不能够叫我们敬拜神。
Only our sacrificial and humbleness, we will worship God.
只要我们是谦卑，并且肯牺牲的，才能够真正的敬拜。
Let me end with these questions for you. Number one, would you die for the church, like how Stephen died for the church?
我想问大家几条的问题。第一条是，你愿不愿意为教会牺牲呢？牺牲你的性命，好像斯提凡一样。
If God calls you to die for the church, would you?
如果神是呼召你为教会舍命的，你愿不愿意呢？
It's kind of hard to think about it like that. But imagine it like this. For any of the fathers in the church right now,Fathers, would you die for your children?
或者是这样比较困难，或者你想想你的家，在座的父亲，你愿不愿意为你的子女舍命呢？
Right, and mothers, would you die for your children? Absolutely.
在我们在座的母亲，你愿不愿意为你的子女舍命呢？是，相信是一定的。
If God calls you to die for the body of Christ, would you?
如果神呼召你为耶稣基督的身体教会是牺牲并且舍命，你愿不愿意呢？
It is in our sacrifice in both time and money and physical well-being that we truly worship God.
这个在我们愿意牺牲我们的金钱，我们奉献自己的时间，并且是甚至牺牲我们全个人的生命、身体，这个才是一个真正的敬拜。
Let us continually worship God through our sacrifice.
愿我们是完全的敬拜神，透过我们的奉献牺牲。
Enemies may destroy the body, but enemies will never destroy the spirit dwelling in us.
我们的敌人可以叫我们的身体、我们的健康毁坏，但是他不能够夺去我们内住那位圣灵。
The world may try to have us conform to them, but it will never stop the gospel from transforming us.
这个世界可以叫我们跟随它，但是不可以改变我们的心意，叫我们更新变化。
Our God is bigger than everything else in this world.
神比世界所有一切都大。
And our God deserves to be worshipped.
神是值得我们全然的敬拜。
And God is fully worshipped.When we become more like Stephen.
所以当我们越来越似斯提凡的时候，我们就能够完全的敬拜我们的神。
Let us pray.
我们请低头祈祷。
Father, we thank you for these incredible stories that we can learn from.
天父，我们感谢你，圣经所记载的事迹，叫我们都能够好好的学习。
We bring our Bibles everywhere, to church and to home, and for some reason though, we just have a hard time relating to the stories and learning from them.
天父，我们将本圣经是带回家，又带到教会，但是我们总是觉得好像很困难，来到是应用、学习圣经的说话。
May we use these words that have passed down to us, Father. May we use it, to learn, to grow, to nurture, and to change ourselves so that we can truly worship you in a living sacrifice.
神啊，愿意你自己圣经嘅说话，系你自己藉着咁多人留低俾我哋你嘅说话，愿我哋都能够藉着呢啲说话去学习、去改变、得到喂养，甚至系完全真正嘅嚟到敬拜你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督嘅名求。
Amen. Amen.